Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
All right, let's start the 4 o'clock hour with the stock market report. Sponsored by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Dow Jones down 21 points today. That is nothing. S&P 500 up 20 points, nothing. NASDAQ up 143 points. That's up a little over a half of a percent. So we will take that. Couple of NBA notes today, which we'll get headlines here in a second. Russell Westbrook has officially retired. And Will Manzo tweeted out, there's another nationally televised Heat game that has been announced. President's Day, February 15th, Heat will host the Spurs. That's a good matchup. Yeah. 5 p.m. President's Day, Heat and Spurs. A little Wemby action. That's going to be on NBC and Peacock.
That's Monday, right?
President's Day is usually a Monday, I think.
I'd go to that game if I can.
I was just thinking about that. Like, that's kind of a game I think I'd like to go see. Holiday, 5 p.m. start, man. Wemby in town. Is Wemby still the biggest draw in the NBA?
I think the Sixers might be the biggest draw this year because of LeBron.
You're right.
Yeah. But like, if we're just doing individual player, then yeah, it's still Victor Wembanyama.
No, I think the Sixers, though. I think you're right. I think the Sixers as a team are probably the team you want to see most.
If I have to pick between two games, I would want to go see Wemby over the Sixers.
Well, I want to see what the teams look like, though. I want to see, like, what if the Sixers start 18-2? And just look like, because we thought they were good before LeBron got there. You don't see that happening, Solana? You don't think they're as good as advertised?
No. I think they'll be good. I would bet the field.
Well, 18-2, I'm obviously going to an extreme there.
I'm saying like in the East.
To win the East.
I don't think they'll win the East in year one.
Win the regular season or to come out of the East?
To come out of the East. I don't. But yeah, they're not starting 18-2. There's just so much to figure out on that team. They're great, man. I'm not taking away from the talent on paper. Obviously, they're phenomenal. But the ball can only be held by one person, and every single one of their players has to have the ball in their hands to be effective. That doesn't mean it can't work. I'm not saying it can't work, but it's going to take time for them to figure it out.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm with that. The take time thing makes sense. They got to figure out how to play together.
But yesterday, I had said, what about a straight-up trade, Spo for LeBron? Mm-hmm. And you guys went bat bleep crazy. You're crazy, blah, blah, blah. Let me just change the terms of it for 1 second here, just to see what you guys think.
Because you hate Spo.
No. But what if I said the Sixers would agree to a one-year rental? They get Spo for a season, the Heat get LeBron for a season. And then both revert back to their teams.
Yes, I'll go with that.
Okay.
The thing is, I know LeBron's about to retire. Like, I'm not giving up 1 year for Spo. Spo can coach another 20 years.
So it's not that LeBron wouldn't mean more to the team. It was just, hey, I'm not giving away Spo for one season of LeBron.
Yes. But I'm not speaking for Solana, but that was my assessment of, I'm not giving up Spo's coaching for two decades to have LeBron here for 80-something games.
Solana?
I'm still keeping Spo.
For 1 year?
For 1 year.
You don't think
a player can
LeBron, get hurt. Fine. You don't think LeBron next season on the court would mean more to the Heat than Spo next season without LeBron?
I don't, because this is a new team and a fit, which is not really an organic one in Bam Adebayo and Giannis Antetokounmpo. You need
LeBron.
A head coach.
You need LeBron.
You need a head coach like Spo who can figure out how to maximize these two players on the floor together. And sure, would LeBron James make that easier? For sure. There's no doubt about it. But I'm taking my chances on the best head coach in the NBA to figure out how to maximize this duo, not just for a year, but to create some sort of dynastic team here in Miami.
We're talking dynasty already? It's right. Solana, August 12th, Solana. Giannis hasn't played a game? You're talking dynasty?
You're close.
Hawk moved the bar on us because he wants to break us up in this assessment.
I just wanted to see where your line was. If it was out of the question of ever... The question is, who would mean more to the Heat next season? Having Eric Spoelstra as your head coach or having LeBron James on the court? Talk about spacing and everything we've talked about. Because remember what Pat Riley said when he thought LeBron was coming here. Remember what he said was the most important need. So my question really is just a roundabout way of saying, who would mean more to the Heat winning a championship next season? LeBron or Spo? Next season only.
Next season only. Come on, Solana. Bring LeBron in. Like, I can go coach them, and we'll see what happens. Davion Mitchell's the one. Tim Hardaway Jr.'s the two. LeBron's the three. Bam's the four. And Giannis is the five. Like, hey, guys, go play basketball and come back next game.
I'm fine with Andrew Wiggins and Pelle Larsson doing all the things LeBron should be doing, and you keep Eric Spoelstra, and he'll find a way.
All right. That's all I was asking. If for one season, next season specifically, which person would make winning a championship? Which person would get you closer to winning a championship? In my opinion, it would be LeBron.
Yeah. I want Spo for 2030. Like, I want Spo for 20. It's 2028. Like, I think Spo is the best coach in the NBA. But if you can get LeBron, I think we've talked about this where, like, those players that are transcendent right now, LeBron changes teams, Jokic changes teams, SGA changes teams. Like, LeBron's still on that level. Solana, it's funny that you argue all the time when I'm like, LeBron's old. Well, he's still a 10-10 and 20-10 and 10 guy. And then now, oh, no, if it's Spo, you can't get him. If we can get him back in 12 months, man, come on, man. I'll take LeBron and bring on back Spo for 2028.
Who would you trade for Spo? Jokic, of course. Wemby, of course.
I don't know.
Boy, listen. I will pop your mouth.
Cooper Flag?
Cooper Flag?
Uh-huh.
For Spo?
Yeah.
Are you drunk?
I'm asking you.
No.
Not even, wouldn't consider it.
Wouldn't even, not even for a second.
Ooh. I don't know, Jack.
What has Cooper Flagg done in the NBA?
But just so Wemby, SGA.
SGA? What, the man, flopper?
Solana, I'm going to punch you right in your stomach next time I see you.
No joke. I think I speak for NBA fans. SGA, great player. I wouldn't want to have to root for that guy. I mean,
what are you talking
about? It's exhausting watching
Cooper Flagg is
19,
SGA. By the way.
Yeah.
19.
It's exhausting watching the MVP of the NBA play and score 30 a night.
It is exhausting watching that guy play. And I imagine if you could put a lie detector test on all the OKC fans, they hate it as well. It's exhausting. He's a free throw merchant. He contorts his body constantly to manipulate officiating into giving him free throws. It's not a fun brand of basketball. It's a boring brand of basketball. And if I had to pick a superstar to watch, I would pick any superstar over SGA.
Different question, though. Different question. You said you would never want to root for SGA. Are there other players I'd rather have as my superstar to watch and root for? 100%, including Giannis by a mile.
I'm saying in the history of the NBA, I'd pick any superstar to have to root for over SGA. And it's not because he's not good. Dude's a baller. He's going to go down as one of the best of this era.
What is
for
this?
Sure.
What is this take?
But it is.
I don't know what
it
he's
is
doing
exhausting.
Right now. This is crazy.
It's exhausting.
It's exhausting. You're breathing hard and drinking water, watching him play. What are you talking about?
It's absolutely exhausting.
All right. Let's get headlines here because I do have stuff to get to this hour that's not of the absurd.
How is that absurd? I don't
know. My take was absurd. Oh, okay. My trade spoke for borrow each other for one season was absurd. Yours is bordering on absurd. Mine
was exhausting.
Absurd.
It's exhausting to watch him play.
It is.
Who would you rather That's have ridiculous. On your team, Davion Mitchell or SGA?
Davion Mitchell.
I thought so. Okay.
Never mind.
I thought so.
Let's move forward.
Headlines brought to you by Durell Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, their lowest price. Visit them at Durell Volkswagen or DurellVW.com.
You can't ask me that, though. Come on.
No, I asked hoping to get that answer. I got you. You delivered.
Hawk, I noticed that you mentioned the Miami Heat and their primetime appearance on, you said President's Day, right? Mm-hmm. But you glossed over still 2.5 hours into the show, or 2 hours and 13 minutes into the show, the NBA Cup schedule for the Miami Heat, which was released earlier this morning.
Give it to me. Let's go.
All right, everybody. That includes you guys. pull out your schedule. Pull out your calendar. Here we go. NBA Cup. October 30th. Mm. Home against Indiana, the Pacers.
Okay. Halliburton. What the hallie?
These are real games?
They do count towards the regular season.
All right.
Okay.
November 13th, home against the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Ah, Cavs.
Hmm.
On the road, November 25th, 5 p.m. This will be an ESPN game in Philadelphia.
Oh, that's the, is that Black Friday? No, it's Wednesday. Did you say Wednesday? Because I'm looking at November 25th. If you said Wednesday the 25th, it's a silly question by me. If you only said November 25th, I feel like I have an out.
I only said November 25th.
Oh, thank God.
But we know, based on information given to us from Jimmy last hour, the 26th is a Thursday.
Well, I was just wondering why they're playing at 5 p.m. on a Wednesday, and so I thought, oh, is it a holiday? But it's not. Just the day before Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
It's the day after my birthday.
Yeah.
Bedbug.
Let's go.
Yeah. Why do these games matter?
The NBA Cup games? What do you mean, why do they matter?
But why is that on a Wednesday?
Why not?
Because it's NBA Cup. Nobody cares.
But why is that a 5 p.m. Wednesday game?
Well, it's a marquee game, so... Well,
then why put it at 5 p.m.?
Yeah, marquee. People
Everybody's off Wednesday. Marquee. Everybody's off Wednesday.
Nobody works on Wednesdays?
Nobody works Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Hmm. Nobody.
All right. I'm not complaining. It eats into our show, so I'm fine.
Crowder, I guarantee you have not worked a single Wednesday the day before Thanksgiving in the past 5 years.
What did we celebrate? Your 11th anniversary in Afternoon Drive earlier this week?
Yeah.
My guess is you have worked 0 for 10 Wednesdays before Thanksgiving.
No, I work hard. I work hard on Tuesdays.
It's a good game, though.
It is a good game.
LeBron, I mean, come on.
For sure. Yeah. And if you're 2-0, you go into that game, you're 3-0 in the group play, then you're out of the group for sure.
Or if they've done the Spo swap.
Group play.
And then they'll finish up on the 27th. This is the Amazon Prime Black Friday game against the Knicks on the road.
Yeah, that's a good one.
In MSG. Ooh, that'll be your final group stage game for the NBA Cup.
That, of course, is the Mecca.
Giannis Antetokounmpo has won the NBA Cup already once in Milwaukee.
Mm.
All right, there you go. That's your NBA Cup.
What's the Bulls schedule? NBA Cup schedule?
Nobody cares.
All right.
Matas.
A couple Dolphins notes.
You can't think about Matas Buzelis without thinking about Dirk Nowitzki now, though, can you?
I really just did.
Oh, I bet you didn't.
I just said his name and never thought about Dirk.
Can't fool me.
Who do you think will have the better NBA career when it's all said and done?
Matas Buzelis probably already has it.
Man.
Dirk ever in a slam dunk contest?
And missed all his dunks? Oh, yeah, he could have done that.
Nobody remembers the results of the slam dunk contest.
It would have been easy.
All right. Anything else in the headlines?
Dolphins coach Jeff Hafley said he plans to have Malik Willis play in the preseason.
Nice.
I just watched his video on the Rich Eisen show during the break of him saying that he's going to drag Devon Achane to the locker room after 40 to 45 carries.
Yeah.
It was tongue in cheek. It was like he was joking and they're making it a headline.
Like he's actually going to get 40 or 45 touches in a game.
Yeah, he was kind of laughing and saying it wasn't what they're writing.
But what would you set the over under at? Week 1 in Vegas touches for Devon Achane.
25.
Over.
24 and a half.
Yeah, I would set it at like 23 and a half because 24 seems about right. 25.
Yep. Like that's what you can do to a player like that. And now they were going deep into it. The little round faced, little baby looking guy was like, he's not built for that. And they're arguing. I'm like, listen, this man's not giving this dude 45 touches a game. That is 80% of offensive plays. That's crazy.
Be crazy to watch.
What is it? Jefferson.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That's actually how I grew up watching the Chicago Bears. I mean, I would go back. We can probably go back and look at stats. How many touches Walter Payton used to get in games for the Bears, like in the late 70s? It had to come around 40. It had to have.
That's crazy. they can't and won't do that to Devon Achane this year. Trust me.
I'm looking it up. Most touches per game in an NFL season. James Wilder from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I think Wilder.
Wilder has the NFL record for most touches per game in a single season, averaging an astonishing 30.8 touches per game in that 1984 NFL season. Have you played in 84 in the Bucs? Didn't you play with your dad, Crowder? Or was your dad already out of
the league? No, my dad was, yeah. I was born in 82. He was retired when I was born.
Larry Johnson.
I was born in 83.
Larry Johnson is second, 28.6 touches per game for the Chiefs in 06. DeMarco Murray, wow, averaged 28.1 touches per game with the Cowboys in 2014. And LaDainian Tomlinson, 2002, I think he won MVP that year, averaged 28.2 touches per game for the Chargers.
He won in 02? I think so. He won in 06 when he led the NFL in rushing touchdowns. Yeah, because we played him that year, and yeah, he roasted our ass.
Ricky Williams is up there with the Dolphins.
Yeah, Ricky's got to be up there.
Yeah, 26.
Yeah. Zach was so mad at me that game because I couldn't stop the power. I'm like, Zach, there's a lot of guys over here, man. I can't make the tackle. They keep pushing me.
But to the point of that video, Larry Johnson, Eddie George, LT, Edrin James, DeMarco Murray, Ricky Williams, Eric Dickerson, Emmitt Smith, these guys are built different than Devon Achane is. I don't say that as a detriment to Achane. I'm just saying those guys were – workhorses, right? Like they were power backs. Yeah. Achane's
I would
not.
Say the closest thing to him would be LT. LT's not a big person. Like Eddie George is gigantic. Eddie George is like a defensive end.
Derrick Henry could withstand something like that.
Yes.
Earl Campbell back in the day, if you remember Earl Campbell from the Oilers.
Yep. Those guys, the 215, 220 running backs, like 6'3", 220. I can take these hits.
Christian Okoye. Remember Christian Okoye?
Yeah. Yeah. He hit Steve Atwater and Steve hit him. That's a big one of those big things.
Yeah.
But But it's not the same style of football. Devon Achane is not running leads 30 times a game. He's catching swing passes. Yeah. He's catching crossing routes. Even the video they showed of him that I was watching on ESPN, he's in route. He's running a slot receiver and catching crossers. It's just it's a different style of football that Devon has to play.
Your weather in South Florida right now, it is 93 degrees. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the low 80s. By the way, there is a named storm in the Atlantic named Cristobal.
Cristobal.
Cristobal. But it's heading east. It will have no impact on the United States. There are also two storms that have the potential to develop coming off the African coast.
Davis and Erickson. They're all named for Hurricanes head coaches. So C is Cristobal, D, Butch Davis, of course, Dennis Erickson, E, and then F, of course, will be fake Howard Schnellenberger. Mm-hmm. And
R would be Randy for Randy Shannon.
I was trying to do it in alphabetical order. I don't know if you noticed I went C, D, E, F.
I went R.
Get a G.
Right, that's not in alphabetical order.
R follows all those other names, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know if you know your alphabet, but there's some in between F and R.
He got waitlisted at UCF.
Which he thinks is alphabetical, by the way, UCF.
Cristobal had a sit-down with Jeremy Fowler or something on ESPN.
I was just watching that, yeah.
Yeah, they went to Casa Cuba or something. I love Cristobal.
Yeah, it's the second time he's done that, though.
Somebody points out on the text machine, and I did find this funny. To mispronounce Wilder as Wielder. That's a funny mispronunciation. Wilder.
You got a proofread.
Like, why wouldn't your default on Wilder be Wilder?
I don't know, because somebody's last name being Wilder, I'm Wilder.
Right.
Just strikes me as odd.
Right.
Wilder.
All right.
Like James Wilderness. Wilder. Yeah. Wilderness.
Wilder Valderrama.
Correct.
Wilderness.
Yeah. All right. Anything else? Did you...
did you
do the sponsor?
I don't think I did. I don't think they want to be sponsored. This weather report was proudly brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Protect your home before the next storm. Get your free roof and window estimate. Call 954-968-8155.
New show, Wilder and the Bed Bug.
Wilderness.
Let's go. Don't go anywhere. We got more to come with Hockman, Crowder, Solana, Bedbug, Wilder.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Chicken salad is egg salad because eggs are liquid chicken.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WESHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
The opening day NBA lines are out. Just curious where you think the lines are going to be, because the opening day matchup, the one that is of interest to me, Sixers at the Knicks. LeBron and the Sixers at the New York Knicks, defending champions. What do you think the line is for that game?
Oh, Knicks got to be favored at home, but not by a lot. Six.
Solana?
I like that. Knicks minus -7.
It is Knicks minus -4. Knicks minus
-4. That's a good
game. That is a good game. How about the late game that night? OKC, a guy tough to root for. This SGA, painful, makes you sweat. OKC at San Antonio.
Put my headband on because I'm going to be sweating and just distraught by how he plays ball. Speaking of SGA, San Antonio, same. San Antonio 5.
Man, Lana. Do you guys not remember SGA? The last couple of years, just how brutal it is.
I don't disagree with you.
Foul baiting
nonstop. I disagree with what you said. You said I wouldn't be able to root for a superstar like SGA.
I'm happy I don't have to root for a superstar like SGA. If he was on the Heat,
the MVP,
you'd root
the
for
MVP
him.
We're speaking of.
Yes, I am happy I don't have to root for him. I'd rather root for Giannis or Bam.
But you're making it sound like he plays like Bob Cousy. I mean, it's not as bad as you're making it sound. I get it. He's a free throw merchant. There's not a lot of flash
There's no flair.
I got you. I'm with you.
He's a boring superstar. His personality is whatever.
Oh, I'll agree with that.
And his game is centered around getting to the free throw line. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, obviously it's working for him.
Right.
There's you can't debate it.
I'm not trying to diminish his game. I'm just saying that what works for him is not something I would want to root for.
I get it. I'd rather root for offense rather than defense. Crowder likes a defensive game. I like an offensive game. I get it. I like watching Wemby because I don't even mind when he's on defense.
Right.
He's so exciting. I like watching him even when he's on defense. I understand what you're saying. I just thought you went a little overboard with the way that you made it seem like it would be a chore to have SGA on your team.
Yeah. I'd rather have Giannis.
Oh, I would too.
Spurs.
Would you rather have SGA or Giannis?
Would I rather have Bam and SGA or Bam and Giannis?
Yeah.
Y'all are crazy. SGA.
What?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the former MVP.
Two-time
Giannis
MVP.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Two-time MVP.
And I'm
MVP.
Talking about the MVP that's probably going to win another three before his career's over. Well, are you kidding me?
Well, we thought that with Giannis as well. We thought that with the Joker as well. How many guys have won back-to-back MVPs, won a title, and then haven't been able to replicate that MVP caliber season, or haven't won it again, and haven't won another title? We've done this time and time again. So to just assume SGA is going to finish his career with 5 or 6 MVPs, I'm just saying pump the brakes on that.
SGA is 28.
Giannis is 31.
So you're telling – so for moving forward in the NBA, Giannis is going to have a better run than SGA.
I think that's a 50-50 proposition. I don't think it's a slam dunk either way.
Now Giannis is a Heat. I love Giannis. Now it's just now we're called splitting hairs. SGA's game is going to continue. That little left elbow, jerky, herky jerky, boring basketball he plays, he can do that for another 10 years.
Yeah, you know what? The thing that could stop SGA is a referee change. Like, honestly,
bingo.
Stop calling games as tightly as you're calling them. Like, you can't do that with Giannis's game. The only thing that could stop Giannis is someone getting in his way, which is difficult to do. Like, SGA literally could be, I don't know, maybe eighth guy off the bench if they just stop calling games so tight.
SGA is going to be 13th in the... So they changed the rules.
Sometimes
and
you just see a snook. He's just circling your hook. The snook is circling your hook.
SGA is coming off the bench in 3 years.
No, but I don't think it's a slam dunk answer. I think if I said to you, who's going to have the better next five seasons in the NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo or Shane Gilgeous-Alexander? I don't think it's a slam dunk that it's SGA.
You called him Shane?
What is it?
Shay.
Shay.
Oh. Well, I called him Shane because that's actually what I thought it was. It wasn't even a mistake.
Thought his name was Shane?
I didn't, but I did it when I said it, but I'm out of practice because it's not NBA season.
He would have never won an MVP if his name was Shane.
Shane Gillis.
He's going to have a better five-year stretch than Giannis.
The Maybe. Odds, if Vegas made odds, yes, he would be the favorite, but I don't think it's a slam dunk.
The boring, and I'm not saying I don't enjoy. I've actually took the side. I don't enjoy watching him play because it's boring. He gets on that little elbow and he dribbles and jerks and hurts and makes people push him. His game is not pretty, but it's very efficient, and he can do that for the next 12, 15 years.
Unless they stop calling the game so tight. And he's six off the bench, maybe seventh.
You're not allowed to push anybody when they're shooting. You're not allowed to land under their feet. What rule do you want to change?
They're leaning in. You know what? I'd be happy getting rid of pump fakes.
So no more pump fakes.
Now that D-Wade is retired, I'm happy getting rid of pump fakes.
I was going to say, D. Wade's older game was very similar.
That's right,
to
and
SGA.
We enjoyed it, and now I'm ready to move on as a league. All right, we got to take a break. In Miami, we don't drink coffee. We drink cafecito, and our pastries, we call them pastelitos. And when you want a low price, you know you always pay less with your pricito at Doral Volkswagen. Take advantage of a pricito now on all your favorite new Volkswagen models, like a Tiguan, Jetta, Taos, Atlas, and more. Don't wait. Hurry to Doral Volkswagen today. I'm just thinking you could put a NBA preview tag on like the podcast, and it's me suggesting Shane Gillis-Alexander is not as good as Giannis, and then also getting rid of pump fakes in the NBA. Don't wait. Hurry to Doral Volkswagen today. Don't miss your chance to save. Sometimes I'm just proud of what I do.
Got him.
Don't wait. Hurry to Doral Volkswagen today. Don't miss your chance to save on a new Volkswagen with easy financing, fast service, and the best value for your money. I'm going to go take a victory lap around the station. You always pay less with your pricito at Doral Volkswagen. Visit them at the dealership at Doral Volkswagen or start shopping for your pricito right now online at DoralVW.com.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Who are you comparing Kobe to?
Josh Giddey.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Jimmy the Bedbug is killing it on music today. Little Duran Duran. Like what you're doing, Bedbug. Celebrity birthdays today. Chris Middleton. You want to guess, Crowder? How old do you think Chris Middleton is? Your mic is muted, by the way, before you guess.
Chris Middleton is 31, but his teeth are 12.
How many teeth do you think Chris Middleton has? Actually, don't you have an extra row of teeth on both sides of your mouth?
I got them removed.
You had double teeth, right, along the sides of the top of your mouth?
No, I had my front teeth as a kid, the baby teeth, I had an extra pair of teeth, and then I had my adult teeth, and I have my baby teeth pulled out, the extra teeth pulled out, and then a retainer with two extra teeth put in to keep the gap open for my grown teeth to grow in. Soon as my grown teeth grew in, the crazy, maybe pedophilia guy let me hold his
not laughing.
What is the inline skates? The
rollerblades.
The rollerblades. And I rolled down the hill, hit a speed bump, and bust my two front teeth out.
Crazy story, and I think I lost track of it like 30 seconds in.
Were you still talking about your teeth? With the rollerblades?
I was talking about Shane Gillis Alexander.
I had baby teeth, extra teeth, grown-up teeth. I had the baby teeth.
Regardless, how old do you think Chris Middleton is?
And my grown teeth grew in, and then I rollerbladed down the hill and bust my grown teeth out.
He's 35. Dwayne Dedman, Heat legend.
The guy lured me into his house with rollerblades.
You were such an easy mark.
You want to drive some rollerblades? Yeah, I'll ride rollerblades with you.
This guy was such an easy mark. Dwayne Dedman is 37 today. How old do you think Sir Mix-a-Lot is?
Oh, 60.
63.
Man.
63, yeah. Sir Mix-a-Lot. How about Antoine Walker, he of the Shimmy Shake?
Heat legend.
Look at that. Bedbug was doing the Shimmy Shake. Look at that. Bedbug's got the Shimmy Shake going.
48.
50.
Yeah.
Juan Pierre, Marlins legend.
Marlins legend.
Cubs legend.
Ooh, my son plays against his AAU, his travel team a lot.
I remember you telling
he has
us that.
To be. Yeah, he has to be 56.
49. And your pal, Chris Chambers.
Oh, CeCe, he was old when I got in the league. Yeah, 48.
48. There you go. You nailed it. And on this day, two god-awful movies were released. On this day in 2005, Deuce Bigalow, European Gigolo, was released to theaters. I could see Jimmy the Bedbug in a reboot of that. And I could also see Jimmy the Bedbug in a reboot of Sausage Party, which was released on this day
in
2016.
Voicing what?
Bug. Tell him that's your Friday night, Bug. Sausage Party.
Yeah, buddy. We talk about how many touches Walter Payton had. How many touches you think Jimmy the Bedbug has? All right, we'll take a break. 5 o'clock hour is next.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
All right, I'll start with Chuck here. Chuck in Miami Gardens.
What do you do?
That's for you, Crowder.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.